the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, when we go to Acts, the 7th chapter, in the course of the message of Stephen, in the 9th and 10th verses, 7th chapter, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him. He was sold as a slave boy and delivered him out of all his affliction, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. But the Lord delivered him from all his afflictions. So, but did any of us pass through half those afflictions? No. We are not geared for affliction, are we? Or adversity? No. But what does the Bible tell me in 2 Timothy? First chapter and the 8th verse. Be not thou ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Afflictions of the gospel. So there are certain trials, there are certain afflictions which are for the toughening of our muscle, our spiritual muscle. If I had it all easy and placed on a platter and all rich men to provide this and provide that, I would have amounted to nothing. I wouldn't have learned faith. Looking unto Jesus, I would have been looking for fat purses. I wouldn't have been looking to Jesus. But here we are told, be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. Oh, I am seeing that to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in certain areas of the world is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. And when you think of some of the people that have been martyred, is there any number? I'm afraid not. Innumerable people. How many witnesses of Jesus Christ have been murdered? Nobody to bother about that. Christian hospitals bombed. Who is worried? Nobody. But in the face of it, that is the miracle. In the face of trials, in the face of afflictions, we go forward. You know, from the time I was a boy, I could see some of the afflictions through which my parents passed through, the trials, the testings. And I soon began to partake in those trials and testings. And I began to see the triumph which followed. You know, without the testing, there is never the triumph. Without the battle, there is never the victory. Without the overwhelming odds, there is never the conqueror. You see, we want it easy. That's a mindset today. What can you do? It figures in marriage. Marry somebody with money. Marry somebody with good prospects of a second paycheck in the family. Motherhood is thrown out of the window. All that people want is a second paycheck. All right, my dear friends, you can see that this is at the root of the rot in the Christian circles. And so you can't depend on anybody. You can't depend upon people to be sacrificial. You know, how do you follow Jesus Christ without sacrifice? You can't. You simply can't. If I had ever thought about enriching myself, my dear friends, of course, that I would have written the epilogue of this work, the end of this ministry. But all the people around me can see how I labor night and day. And sometimes those that are very close to me, I am really sorry for them because they can't keep my pace. And yet how much there is undone. Called to be partakers of the afflictions of the gospel. Now, what does the fourth chapter of 2 Timothy and the fifth verse say? But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, be full of the gospel, make full proof of your ministry. My, I don't know if I will ever do that. You know, can any of us really explore to the fullest the our available resources in Jesus Christ? I have not explored them. An engineer said to me, a civil engineer, he built certain dams and so on. He said to me, do you know that the church which you are building in our retreat center will be the biggest construction of a hall of this nature in the whole of Southeast Asia? You see, I am not concerned with that. What I am concerned with is this building may not accommodate all the hearers for even a few years. That is my concern. How are we going to expand the accommodation in this building? Do we have the resources for it? No. Continually, I'm being stretched, going to God, looking to Jesus. Fortunately, I have no rich people that distract my attention by any means. Never had them. Looking unto Jesus. Now, my dear friends, faith is an exercise. It makes you focus on Jesus. And here is the statement. Make full proof of the ministry. Prove all your resources in Christ. Am I doing that? No. Minuscule ministry. But the Bible says, partake of these afflictions, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. You know, many churches have stopped at what is normally referred to as the charismatic experience. I object to the monopoly of that word, charismatic. Charismatic, charisma, belongs to grace. And are you going to say that the gospel was ever without grace and charisma? No. You know, all of us should have the grace of God abounding in us. Something which glows, something that scintillates, something that radiates. That is the gospel. Don't let somebody tell me, oh, we have got all the charisma. No. Nobody has the monopoly of it. We are only exploring the fringes of it. So they have stopped there. They have just stopped there. At the jumping and the dancing and the hallelujahs, they have just stopped there. Divorces go on, unfaithfulness goes on, adultery goes on, greed goes on, everything goes on, and the charisma. What is charisma without holiness? There is no charisma in the Christian walk without inward holiness. You see, that is all people want. They want outward glow. They want the excitement. They want the thrill of a great crowd. They want money coming in. Well, my dear people, there is more to the gospel than that. End your hardness. We don't gear ourselves to end your hardness, do we? Earlier he said, in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, end your hardness, third verse, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And here we are told in the fourth chapter, end your afflictions. Oh my, this is a time for us to endure. Whatever the devil might pit against us, sometimes certain things really hurt us. It appears like a blow under the belt. And you seem to wilt, you seem to just feel so despondent. No! There is power in the gospel to lift you out of the gloom. There's power in the gospel to turn defeat into victory. So then, if you turn to Romans 8 chapter 37 and 38, 36 and 37. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. Are we? We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. All the day long we are killed for your sake. 37th verse, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Can you characterize your life as a conquering life? We hear of Alexander the Conqueror, but I don't hear of Christians the conquerors. I don't hear of people who are more than conquerors. I hear only of people who are all the time complaining. They're going under. They're not overcoming. My dear friends, but that is not what God has prepared for you and me. There are afflictions, there are trials, there are persecutions. Blessed are you. Did you ever notice how James begins his epistle? We'll close with that. My brethren, second verse, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. And God's plan for us is that we should be more than conquerors.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.